So we just, you know, we just have a time follow up and thoughts or comments. So I turned to Dan and I said, I know this is not new for you. It's review, but it'll be new for some of those that haven't been in our assembly all these years. But
I was just thinking about it. It's like 30 years worth of review. And only two times did I make a note over the last few sessions, because I've already had the notes in from them. Doesn't mean it's real, but, and I imagine you probably feel the same way. You know, this is 30 years worth of teaching that has been condensed into, and it's really good, but condensed into just, you know, the last few sessions we've had.
Yeah. Well, we have a new generation. And even some are with us that it would be new. And so it's important to bring things as a reminder to those that have already been with us, but also to help others that, for whatever reason, have not been presented with that which was deposited to Paul as a steward of this household administrative plan and program that was specifically assigned and given to him for this dispensation. So, any other thoughts or comments or questions? Okay.
I think for me, like what you said, the instruction's not new, but what's new for me is perhaps a greater release of the Lord, and then seeing him in a greater measure of how that the same Jesus Christ who came, who was, you know, in the Old Testament, and like you said, when you know the mystery, it unlocks everything. It's not, the mystery is not a doctrine, it's a hymn. I think at first, you know, listening to all this, it was such, oh, I don't understand this, you know, 30 years ago. And studying and studying and studying until there was a cognitive thing. It's like, Lord, I still don't get it. But I think
that's foundational.
It's foundational. Yeah, you've got to have that. But then seeing even more so, it's like little light bulbs just going off of that same Messiah as Paul being identified. And him carrying now is that link from the Old Testament to the New Testament and being released in his body, the mystery of Christ. And me. Okay, so where am I? Now what am I doing with this? What am I doing with 30 years of instruction? Is it getting from here to here? Is there enough life that I see in my home? Is there enough life that I see, you know, in the hospital? And I, just even this last time, I'm just people as I'm talking to here and there, it's like, okay, Lord, here's a person. There's a little bit more boldness, a little bit more, all right, do you know the Lord? Yeah, talking about the Lord, bringing a life to meet whatever that need is because of not just being an ambassador, but seeing that connection of being fastened to the head, who's Christ, and now, as Paul said, that being able to release that life. And that's why I just was hearing more.
I think for me, I have 1,000 questions and I wrote them down, but I won't ask them all right now. But I think for me, I've never read the Bible and understood the interaction of God's sovereign will and humanity's free will, and to see how the mystery of the Christ head and body came about by Israel's rejection of the Messiah, and to understand that, you know, perhaps this dispensation in the middle would have never even come about if Israel had accepted their Messiah, and just to see God's hand and purpose through it all, not giving up, but, you know, turning, as it were, to the dogs to manifest himself to a dying world, you know, and just being able to read the Gospels and understand where the Lord Jesus Christ is coming from with what he's saying to Israel, because they haven't yet fully rejected him. And to understand, I think this is it's starting just a bit to become clearer and to begin to be able to grasp what the mystery it is. And then, you know, like Sally's saying, then one day I'll take that step further and it'll be able to be manifest to through my life. So.
And that's progressive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts?
All right. One verse I'll just close with. When the Lord told Paul in Acts 13, I'm sending you to be a light to the nations. So in his actual calling, right there, in his commissioning, right there on the road to Damascus, notice what the Lord said to him in Acts 26. It's just a reinforcement of what we've been looking at. But in Acts chapter 26, in Paul's third testimony of his conversion and his being commissioned by the Lord, there's Acts 9, and then his recounting that to the Jewish people in Acts 22, and now here in Acts 26 before Agrippa, King Agrippa, Jesus, and verse 15, "Who are you, Lord?" He's on the ground. He's been knocked to the ground. "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Verse 16, "Arise and stand on your feet, for this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only the things which you have seen, but also to the things which I will appear to you." 2 Corinthians 12, "I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord." But in the epistle, prison epistles, it's already a fact accomplished. There are no more visions and revelations. And then the post-prison epistles, Titus, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, he's looking back on this revelation as the sacred trust or deposited that was given to him that he is now passing on to Timothy. It all fits. It's just so perfectly stitches together. And it is known by revelation. The Spirit giving us a spirit of wisdom revelation. So he says, "I will appear to you," and he did. That was progressive until he was in prison, and it was all brought to completion. "Delivering you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles to whom I'm sending you." He says right up front, "I'm sending you to him. I'm sending you to open their eyes." Notice, I'm not sending you to teach them the Torah. I'm not sending you to set before the Torah the feasts, and so that they can keep the feasts and they can do these things. I'm sending you as a member of a body of the Messiah to open their eyes. That's evangelism. Christ in you, Colossians 1:27, the hope of glory. So that you as a member of Christ, that very commission that God the Father gave to Jesus Christ, I, now Jesus, am now sending you as an extension of who I am, the Messiah. I'm sending you to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion, the exousia, the authority and jurisdiction of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins, preaching the gospel, and an inheritance that is after you're saved, growing up into Christ with reference to all things, and attaining the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so God the Father obtains the riches of the glory of his inheritance in you, and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. That sanctified by faith in me begins at salvation, continues progressively until glorification. And so he describes this revelation of Christ to him as the heavenly vision in verse 19. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity you've given us to look into your word. May we be governed by the life and the person of the word himself, Jesus Christ, we pray.